Unfortunately, history does not quite follow the dramatic arc that films do. Therefore, in order to tell a coherent story, filmmakers must often cut and paste parts of history in order to reach a mass audience. Some individuals are often over-romanticized, while others are left out completely. Individual identity must be assumed in this case. Filmmakers are trying to reach a mass audience, and oftentimes history is hard to identify with an individual. There's so many different agendas when it comes to film, not the least of which concern time constraints. Based on a true story, that is often put in front of films when it's classified as history. And the fiction or invention that Rosenstein talks about here, and how he says that accepting the changes in history that mainstream film proposes is not to collapse all standards of historical truth, but to accept another way of understanding our relationship to the past, another way of pursuing that conversation about where we came from, where we are going, and who we are. That quote really means something to me because history isn't static, it's changing all the time. I mean, historians themselves often don't agree upon facts. And, as Rosenstein says in 387, we must accept the film cannot be seen as a window onto the past. What happens on the screen can never be more than an approximation of what was said and done in the past. What happens on the screen does not depict, but rather points to the events in the past. In order to reach a mass audience, the filmmaker has to tell a story. It has to follow a dramatic arc, and sometimes things have to be added and taken away to make the film even possible. And even though historians have problems with these changes, these omissions, these twistings of the fact, it's really almost impossible to do without altering things. In the case of Malcolm X, the Baines character, who is portrayed as being responsible for Malcolm's change of heart in prison, he's a composite character. He never existed in the autobiography or any history. He's a composite character of Malcolm's family and a prison inmate who taught him the power of words. This strategy utilized by Lee is essential because while the brothers and sisters who were the ones who were really responsible for turning Malcolm onto Islam are left out of the film, in order to keep the story cohesive, you need to make a composite. Like in the case of other films where people are over-romanticized and others are left out, it's this individuality that we represent and identify with.